Hey, this is TA calling in from our Camp 14, Day 17 on our Greenland adventure. We have another 9.76 kilometers in the bank, and a pretty physical day. I think we're all a little pooped out. We've gone 19 kilometers uphill in the last 2 days. It's kind of like imagining a sledding hill that takes you 2 days to drag your sled to the top of, and your sled weighs 60 kgs. And boy, wouldn't it be tempting to just jump on it and ride back down, except that we'd have to climb back up. We were pummeled by wind last night, a big night of wind, 30, 40 knot wind, so I know I didn't get much sleep, which probably also made the day feel a little tougher. But as the day went on today, it treated us to less and less wind, and we're now set up at a wonderful spot overlooking some Nunataks. And so there's one of your vocabulary words for the day. Go figure out what a nunatak is. And speaking of wind, there's also a special kind of wind in Greenland called a peterak wind. So now challenging you also to go find out about what a peterak wind is. We fortunately haven't experienced that, just a lot of big winds from the high-pressure system that's anchored off close to Constable Point. Beautiful blue skies, but super cold today. Really quick break for us because you only got about 10 minutes before you start to lose your hands, and it's time that you can't actually wait to start skiing again. So it's all going pretty good. We're starting to enter some ice cap land once again. We're going to leave our little Nunataks behind for 3 days as we make our way across this big ice cap. To kind of paint you a picture, it's like it's white. It's very white. And it's kind of lumpy and bumpy, and we've got hills, and we need to sort of negotiate using our aerial photographs to and our GPSs and our maps and our and the sun and the wind from here to a place called Ice Aim, which will then we'll start making our way through some little mountain ranges towards Gembornfeld. We're currently 81.43 kilometers from the mountain as the crow flies, and 32.66 k's from Ice Aim. I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Marty, who's having an adventure at high latitudes herself, having just recently moved to Iqaluit. Hope it's going well. Had a question of, will we cover all of this terrain by ski? Yes, we will. We will ski most of the distance. When we are climbing on Gembornfeld, we'll ski up to our advanced base camp, and then we'll trade our skis for our crampons and put on our harnesses and our ropes. And actually, we may be roped skiing before we get there because of all the crevasses. We carry these things called pulks. We don't carry them, we drag them. And basically, if you imagine a giant red hockey bag on runners, it has a fiberglass bottom with two little runners, and then a red sled bag that has a big zipper and four straps that go over top. And fuel goes in the back, separated from all of our food. Our food bags are packed in day bags, so those get laid out along the bottom. And then personal gear goes kind of in the middle. My sleeping bag rides near the top because I stuff it in near the end of the packing process. My feed bag, my day bag, goes near the front. And my snacks, water, anything I need during the day is right in the nose of the pulk. And then I don't even go anywhere near the back of the pulk. And, these days our pulks are pretty heavy, and we're going uphill. We've almost topped probably only about another 500 feet, but there'll be undulations and undulations as we cross this next 3 days of ice camp. It's gloriously warm in the tent at the moment, which is a real treat after being buffeted by big winds all day. Feeling kind of that wonderful windburn heat in my face, and we've had soup and Pringles, which always makes us very happy at the end of the day, and even some mushroom pate on tortillas. And tonight, we are having sweet and sour chicken with rice and probably some malt loaf, my new favorite, squidgy energy bread. It's amazing texture. It's got lots of raisins in it. We'll have some squidgy with butter for dessert. Hope all is well on your end. Happy Thursday. Happy Explorers. When you get to learn about Sarah and Eric, you know that they fly peterak kites, often in peterak winds. So talk to you soon. Bye.